WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump will convene his new cabinet this morning. Among those who will be at the table, Elon Musk, who is not a cabinet secretary, but is considered a special government employee as he continues his work with the Department of Government Efficiency. A step toward hitting President Trump's agenda goals was taken last night in the House of Representatives.
The House narrowly passed a Republican budget resolution, a critical first step toward enacting President Trump's legislative agenda. It's a big victory for House Speaker Mike Johnson, who managed to win over all but one of the GOP holdouts. The measure, still facing hesitant Republicans in the Senate, calls for $4.5 trillion in tax breaks and $2 trillion in spending cuts.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will be visiting the White House on Friday, as sources say a deal is in place to give the United States access to Ukraine's natural resources to compensate for the money and military support given to Ukraine throughout the war. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss doesn't buy Governor Tony Evers' explanation for using gender-neutral language in his proposed state budget. Evers said during a Monday stop in Wausau, replacing the words mother and father with terms like parent and inseminated person is about legal protection for people using IVF. UW-Madison Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin has concerns about the Trump administration's efforts to cut federal funding for medical research. Mnookin says cuts would impact the kinds of research UW-Madison is doing, including work on cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and dementia. And it's time to get your ice shanty off the lake. The Department of Natural Resources reminds anglers the deadline to remove their shed from the ice is March 2nd if you're north of Highway 64, and March 16th if you're north of 64. If your shanty falls into the water, you're liable for its removal and could face fines from the DNR. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We have a little fog this morning. It is going to stay mostly cloudy here through the day today. Our high right around 45 this afternoon. The wind north at 5 to 15. Tonight, 31. Tomorrow, clearing in the afternoon, 42 by Friday. Partly cloudy, windy, 54. Get the bathroom you've always wanted. Just $99 a month from BCI Bath and Shower. 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
99.7.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily, 8:03 with Soft Cell on Max FM.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me. The love we share. Oh. Love. Don't touch me, please. I kiss me, baby, it's angel love.
And more.
No 99.7
Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:09 on Wednesday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry. We are going to take a quick look at our weather forecast. This morning, rain is likely, patchy fog continuing. Otherwise, it will turn cloudy with a high of 44. Tonight, we do have a slight chance of rain. It'll be mostly cloudy with a low of 31. On Thursday, partly sunny with a high of 42. Friday, warming up, partly sunny with a high of 52. I know people want to know about the weekend. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 31. Sunday, sunny with a high of 38. Looking ahead next week, we'll see highs in the high 40s and almost near 50 by the middle of next week. So we will cool down and then warm back up. Not a bad way to start March. And we currently are 37 degrees outside the Max FM studios, Emily. She'll be back with us in just a moment. And what we're going to talk about is people remember where there were major events like the moon landing and all those things that happened like that. And that's something that we all remember, those very special events, as we call them. Well, today is the 10th anniversary of the dress. Now, this is the one that people thought was white and gold, but it was really blue and black. Yes, that is the 10th anniversary of that today. Now, it went viral on Tumblr February 26th, 2015. Then it broke the internet right after BuzzFeed ran a poll. Two-thirds of people saw white and gold, and if you're one of them, it's probably what you still see. It is an optical illusion caused by weird lighting and an overexposed background. So that is why this dress looks the way that it does. Our brain makes assumptions based on the info it gets from our eyeballs. Some people's brains immediately saw white and gold, and once that happened, it is hard to see anything else, but this dress is definitely blue and black. People tracked down more photos online and proved the white was really a navy blue, and the gold that people thought they were seeing was definitely black. So if you're a white and gold person, you're still wrong, like myself, Emily.
Right. Yeah. I got in on this a minute late, but I was having a little internet glitch. I do not remember this whole phenomenon at all.
Oh, it blew up the internet. It literally blew up the internet.
2015? All right, well, yeah. 2015's fair enough. I had a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old, so there you go.
Right.
That's probably why I didn't know anything about what was going on around me. I was in a complete daze. Wow, okay, well, interesting. I love this stuff. I love stuff that, like, is illusions, and you think one thing and it is another and all that stuff. That's really cool. That reminds me of those, like, before the internet, those posters, remember, that are coming back around, that, you know, that would, you'd have to stare at them, let your eyes unfocus, and then you'd see the picture inside. It's so cool. Like, those are just geometric shapes, right? That were, like, done in a certain way that, like, tricked your eyeballs to tell your brain something different.
It does. And when I looked at it, I definitely saw white and gold. And you can go over to Wikipedia and look at it. You can Google this. I mean, you'll still see it out there. And when you look at it on the picture in Wikipedia, it definitely looks white and gold to me. I still see it as white and gold. I mean, this was all over the place. I mean, we had Taylor Swift wing in it back in the day. And I mean, it was just, I mean, everybody was weighing in it. Even Justin Bieber had weighed in on it. Kim Kardashian. I mean, this was a huge thing 10 years ago for some reason. And if I did see actual photos of it with the lighting changed, and it was definitely blue and black. And the way it had photographed, it was perceived as doing that. So it was blue and black under a yellow-tinted illumination, or it's white and gold under a blue-tinted illumination. So there was the way that the lighting was done. That's why it happened that way. It was a blue-tinted light, and so then that's what caused it to do it that way.
Okay, so it wasn't about who was looking at it and what was up with your eyeballs themselves. It was about the way that they presented it, because, like, when I'm looking at it, it's definitely gold and white.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's all about the lighting. And so it is definitely an optical illusion. And I remember everybody going nuts over this as well. And that was kind of the crazy part of it, was everybody went nuts over this. And it was just, it was on the nightly shows and talk shows. And it was like, everyone was trying to figure it out. And so, yeah, it was something I saw this morning. I'm like, wow, I can't believe we're talking about it 10 years later. I had honestly forgot about it until I saw this pop up this morning. And that was the 10th anniversary of that. And I'm like, all right, I got to go look at it. And I remember distinctly seeing that it was white and gold. So,
yeah, I completely missed that entire viral craziness. So, yep, no idea. Now I know. Look at that. Yeah. Look at what this show brought me, was something that everybody else was crazy about that I completely missed because I was a little busy at that moment in my life.
Right. And rightfully so. Cool. And who would think that a photograph of a dress would cause this much of controversy, for lack of a better way of putting it, right? And I mean, it was
right.
BuzzFeed decided to get on the trend of it, and then it just went nuts. That evening, BuzzFeed set a record for concurrent visitors, 673,000 visitors at one time to the BuzzFeed site during all this.
Wow. Is BuzzFeed is still a thing. I'm thinking of a different, what was that show that was about like the drama of the celebrities that was a bunch of people, basically a bunch of like PR people and photographers and tabloid people essentially all in one room. Do you remember that? Like it was obnoxious, but it was funny.
Yeah, but I don't remember the show, but yes. I remember that.
But yeah.
And that's the thing. You look at how these things just take off online, too, right? I mean, and this was, you know, we obviously had the internet around for a while in 2015. And so it's amazing how quick something on social media can go viral that fast and something that simple, you know. And I still chuckle about it to this day. I remember having discussions with people. We're all sitting there looking at, we were intrigued by this, too. That's the other part of it. It was like, why are we so excited about something that is so simple?
Because people like to know how things are done, and they like to try to figure things out, and they want to know if they're being tricked, and they want to say that they're right and somebody else is wrong. I don't know. There's probably so many like psychological reasons why people get kind of obsessed with stuff like this, right? And I think also it's like, you know, mob mentality in a good way, right? People are just like, oh, did you see that, you know. It's just kind of a conversation piece, and then it, you know, once everybody's doing it, you want to figure out what it's all about, right? So
right. And that's what I think it led to.
They do follow the caravan, don't they?
They do. It's definitely something that I got a good few chuckles out of. So it was just when I saw that pop up today, I'm like, oh my goodness. Normally, I don't talk about the fashion stuff. It was more about the optical illusion type of stuff. That's what was really intriguing me. So,
stuff is cool. It's nice to talk about all the things. That's the thing. We are equal opportunity here. We like to bring up little bits and pieces about anything and everything that either we may find interesting or somebody else found interesting, and we want to share it. So, yeah, there's some limits. Some limits. But
yes.
In terms of interesting, there are no limits, because we can find lots of crazy stuff out there to talk about on the radio and bring it to you. Handy Harry LLC, I just want to mention them. Thank you again for being our Wednesday sponsor. They do so much stuff. They do inside, outside. They will travel. They do free estimates. So thank you to Handy Harry LLC. Definitely check them out for your next project. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry. Also, I think you can still go on Big Deals of the Day, right? This isn't a flash sale. This is all day. So
this is
and go ahead
all
and get that certificate
long.
For getting some mead, which is kind of a cool thing, right? I mean, if you haven't had mead before, definitely check that out. So,
yeah, $20 certificate is just 10 bucks today only. No code required, and it's definitely in stock. I just went and checked on it because I wanted to make sure. One other thing I do want to mention, too, that's happening this weekend. The Baraboo Community Heroes are holding a bowling fundraiser. That is taking place at Thunderbird Lanes this Sunday. If you want information about this, you can go to the Baraboo Community Heroes Facebook page. All the information is out there. But they have their 6th annual 8-pin tap bowling fundraiser. This is to help support the 2025 Holiday with a Hero program for Baraboo's elementary youth. Local heroes shop with nominated kids, creating unforgettable moments. They still need lane sponsors. If you're able to do that, $100 to be a lane sponsor. And if you want to sign up to bowl, you can bowl for just $20 a person. It's not just a game. It's a chance to make a difference. They're also going to have a 50-50 raffle, door prizes, and giveaways. Registration starts at noon, and the first round of bowling kicks off at 1 p.m. So please consider helping support that this Sunday. I was bowling this past Sunday, and, you know, you never know. We may try to make an appearance at that this weekend as well. We didn't get kicked out of the bowling alley. I kept my ball in my lane this time.
And you broke triple digits, I heard.
Yes.
It's all over town.
Yes. It was kind of shocking to break 100. So I didn't break anything else. That was a good thing as well.
Wow. Okay, there we go. Creating images through the radio. Dave breaking stuff on in the bowling lane himself. Not breaking 300, 200, or 100. Just breaking himself. Just kidding.
Yes.
Not breakdancing. No, let's move on through that image. There's a couple of other fundraisers coming up that I want to mention super quick. One is this weekend, Brat Fry fundraiser, right?
Yep,
for
PHP.
People Helping People, the Easter Adopt a Family food distribution. So that is this Saturday, 10 to 2 at the People Helping People headquarters at 805 Broadway Street in Baraboo. They're going to be serving stuff like pulled pork sandwich, sloppy joes, grilled braten Italian sausage, all beef frank, chips, soda, or water. The prices on these are ridiculous. And of course, the purchase will help fund PHP's Easter Adopt a Family program. You can go get a soda for a buck, chips for a buck, Italian sausage or a brat for five. I mean, that's just awesome. And it all goes to a good place. Also, super quick, dodgeball tournament. We still have a while off for that, April 26th. I'm doing my best to get together a team to play. Dave is going to be there doing the play-by-play and emceeing. So this is at the middle school, Baraboo Arts Center. Civic Center Gym. Is that correct? Yeah, I got that.
It's right. So Sauk Prairie Middle School. That'll be happening April 26th. And yes, I will be there. Emily's working on putting together a team. And yeah, if you want more information, hopehousescw.org. We're going to come up with a little bit of a fundraising challenge, I think, for folks as well. So we'll have to come up with something, Emily. We're going to talk about that.
Yeah, we've got a little time for, but I have to say, like, that's kind of a scary place to be for people that are busy. And when we're trying to do lots of stuff, it's like, anytime, and all of a sudden it's going to be like April 20th. We're going to get ahead of this one, but it sounds fun. Dodgeball tournament for a good cause, of course, Hope House. So get a team together. I think it's $200, team of eight. And, you get out there early, have some fun, play dodgeball, goes for a good cause. So, you know, Baraboo and the surrounding communities always do these really amazing fundraisers, and they make them all fun. You know what I mean? Like, of course, you could just donate money to something, or you could go play dodgeball or eat brats. I mean, come on, that's great.
Exactly.
So get involved with this stuff, guys. Yeah, it's good stuff out there.
And then also this Sunday, if you need breakfast, Baraboo High School Key Club and Kiwanis have a breakfast at the Baraboo High School, 8 a.m. to noon. $7 gets you pancakes, sausage, and eggs. So you have a lot of opportunities to get some great food, help support some great causes. Emily, you're going to be back with us at 8:40. We're going to talk about calendar days.
Sounds like a plan.
More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC, makers of Happy Home with Handy Harry.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling, let us help you reach new heights.
One of Wisconsin's most beloved brands is back, and for the first time ever in Wisconsin Dells, serving up the original double-decker hamburger, the Big Boy. Come in and get it one of three different ways, California, Ohio, or Wisconsin. Check out the world's largest collection of Big Boy statues. Get your picture with their green and gold Big Boy, or one of the other iconic characters. And join them every Friday for their delicious seafood buffet. Big Boy in Wisconsin Dells. Open Monday through Friday, 11 to 8. Saturday and Sunday, 8 to 7.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4150.
800-329-4115. I know it's not mine, and I know she thinks she loves me, but I never can believe what she said. Something so deceiving, when you stop believing, turn me around again. Said we couldn't do it, you know I wanna do it again.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:28 on Wednesday morning. Here is Tears for Fears. Everybody wants to rule the world on Max FM.
We will find you.
90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The St. Clair SSM Health is going to be holding a blood drive. This is in conjunction with bloodcenter.org. This will be taking place next Tuesday, March 4th, 1:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m., 707 14th Street in the Ringling Room. If you're able to donate blood, please make an appointment. Those are preferred. You can email S. Murthy, and that's S-M-U-R-T-H-Y, at impactlife.org. Blood donations are so needed, and they help so many people. If you're able to donate, please do so. They do ask that you bring a photo ID and make sure to eat before your donation. The last date that you could donate elsewhere is January 7th. So again, if you've not donated this year, now you have an opportunity to help out. SSM Health and bloodcenter.org are going to be doing this blood drive. Again, that is next Tuesday, March 4th from 1:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m., 707 14th Street in the Ringling Room. Please consider helping out. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry.
Handy Harry LLC is now located at 145 West Maple Street in Baraboo. For over 18 years, this locally owned and operated business has been helping with decks, fences, flooring, painting, bathroom and kitchen remodels, and so much more. Call 608-370-9174 to schedule a free estimate or check them out online at handyharryllc.com. Now offering financing starting as low as 0% interest with no additional fees. Trust your local professionals and make yours a happy home with Handy Harry LLC.
The Violet Sage in Baraboo has many gifts, tools, and services for the mind, body, and spirit, like jewelry, candles, incense, and more. They provide a long line of services such as readings, Reiki, a relaxing and detoxifying foot bath, scrub, and massage. Call 608-477-2192 to book a service or shopping appointment. Make sure to check out their website at theviolet sage.co. The Violet Sage at 417 Birch Street, Baraboo, helping others learn how to help and heal themselves.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. Mead King in Rock Springs, offering delicious meads made from local honey and other fresh ingredients. Try the popular blackberry or the pink peppercorn flavors as you enjoy their intimate atmosphere. How about raspberry or a vanilla flavored mead? Check them out on social media for newly announced flavors. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com. Purchase a $20 gift certificate for just $10. That's today only at Max FM Big Deals.
John Blackwell had 24 points and 10 rebounds to lead the 12th-ranked Badgers to an 88-62 blowout win over Washington Tuesday night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Stephen Crowell added a dozen, appearing in his 100th career win at Wisconsin. Marquette blew out Providence 82-52 at Fiserv Forum. Cam Jones and Ben Gold each had 17 to lead the charge. Bucks saw their four-game winning streak come to an end. They fell 100-97 to the Rockets in Houston. WIAA announcing an 8-year contract extension with the Wisconsin Athletic Department for use of its facilities for 7 different state tournaments. The agreement covers boys basketball, football, individual and team wrestling, boys and girls golf, and softball, and runs through the spring of 2033. NFL scouting combine on Tuesday, Packers GM Brian Gutekunst said even though the Packers are hosting the draft in April, he would trade the team's first-round pick if it was in the best interest. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to 1.25 inches and 20 feet long, ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer, we'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
City weather. We have a little fog this morning. It is going to stay mostly cloudy here through the day today. Our high right around 45 this afternoon. The wind north at 5 to 15. Tonight 31. Tomorrow clearing in the afternoon, 42 by Friday. Partly cloudy, windy, 54. Get the bathroom you've always wanted. Just $99 a month from BCI Bath and Shower. 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 36.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM, 8:36 a.m. with Michael Jackson on Max FM.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if
but you could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC, makers of happy home with Handy Harry. It is 8:41 on Wednesday, February 26th, and Emily and I are going to look at calendar days, and there are quite a few on there, Emily.
Ooh, yeah, there's some fun ones for sure. I'm going to roll right into a couple that are... love all of these, actually. For Pete's Sake Day. For Pete's Sake is another fun holiday. Join us as we learn more about the day. I always wondered this. Who the heck is Pete? Just want to know. So, you know, the more you know, if anyone knows the history on why it's Pete, let us know. I don't know.
Right. The other one I actually know the answer to this one.
Oh, look at. Just ask the right people. So
yeah, so
Pete?
I had to
Dave,
find
who's
out.
Pete?
you are right. So for Pete's Sake Day is celebrated every year on February 26th. It celebrates the men's doles, and it was an offensive phrase that was substituted for a polite phrase. Other examples of this include for crying out loud and sugar. Such euphemisms have been used for centuries when people have done something clumsy or when they simply needed to vent. But why, for Pete's sake, has been singled out for special attention? It is because Pete here is likely referred to St. Peter. However, it is a euphemism used in replacement for God. And so that is where this came up with. And, you know, and it has, you know, some clumsy euphemisms as well.
I love euphemisms. All the histories behind them are great. And, of course, we do know the other way that you can say that, which we can't and won't say on the radio. But I like for crying out loud. That my mom used to say that all the time. So now thinking back on that as a kid, I was like, what was I doing when she said that all the time?
You were probably getting in trouble.
There's a lot of for crying out loud Emmy. anyway, speaking of seizing the day, laughing and all the things, Carpe Diem Day. This is Latin for seize the day. Make the most of the present, living life to the fullest. I was reading some things last night about being in the present and just if you're feeling kind of sped up or if you're feeling kind of like, you know, going through the motions or just like, how did I get here? What am I doing? What am I doing next? That feeling, take a moment and just inhale through your nose. Notice what smells are there. Focus on something visual or close your eyes and listen and just take a moment to actually use that sense and focus in on that. And all of a sudden you'll be like, I'm here. It's really cool. Like it literally takes a moment, but use your senses to bring you back to the present and you will literally jet right back into your body. It's a good practice if you do that once a day. So do that today. Seize the day, seize the moment, be in the present. Also, Black Lives Matter today. Let's vow not to have another George Floyd or Trayvon Martin incident. Everyone, I think, is familiar with this movement at this point. It is so incredibly important. All the folks that put the signs up in their windows and yards, thank you for doing so. And everyone, let's just show solidarity, show unity, and show support for all of our people that we live around and share our lives with. Dave, it's your turn. What do you see?
Yeah, so we have another important one. It is Letter to an Elder Day. And this is something that many of our assisted living facilities really appreciate. Letter to an Elder Day is celebrated by sending an elder a handwritten letter of love. A letter to an elder day was started with the aim of fighting loneliness with love among senior communities. The day comes once a year to honor the art of letter writing as a way to send love one letter at a time. So please consider doing that today. They really appreciate
that.
And here's another one that is really neat. It is Levi Strauss Day today. Believe it or not, we talk about jeans and pants are very important. And so February 26th is a day dedicated to the founder of the jeans brands that we all know and love, Levi Strauss, and it is celebrated on his birthday today. So it would have been his birthday today, and so that is why we celebrate that. And it is also, this one is so important, it is Pink Shirt Day in Canada, and it takes place the last Wednesday of February. And this year falls on February 26th. People wear pink shirts to signify the stand against bullying in Canada. So it is observed all over the place, and it'll happen in other days in the United States. But I love that. That is just, be kind. That's what you and I always talk about, right, Emily?
Absolutely. And I really appreciate the focus on anti-bullying because, you know, when we grew up, bullying was just part of being a kid. I mean, it was just what it was, right? It wasn't focused on, oh, please stop it. It was, oh, that's part of being a kid, right? So I really appreciate that. I think that there's a big movement against bullying and to recognize what it is and rally against it. You know, of course, I noticed it when my kids got into elementary school that their school was especially focused on anti-bullying stuff and getting all the kids together to learn about it, to see the signs and to know who to talk to about it or how to avoid those behaviors in your own right. I mean, just because someone's a bully doesn't mean they're a bad person. They just have some behavior stuff or, you know, stuff they need to work through or whatever, right? I don't want to get too far into that because I'm not a psychologist. But it's very important. I'm going to try to find myself a pink shirt to wear today to represent that because that's great. On a softer side, I love this. Tell a fairy tale day. Chill and enjoy reliving magical moments and moral lessons from captivating fairy tales. Now, there's some super amazing soft and sweet fairy tales, and there's some not so soft and sweet fairy tales. You go back and read some of the fairy tales from, like, Grimm's and stuff like that. Ooh, these things, not soft. They should not be told to children at night. I think they were told to children at night way back in the day to scare kids into behaving well. And, like, sticking around and not going too deep in the forest and, like, you know, not going fishing in the one place or whatever. Like, I mean, the goose and the gander, I mean, these things are violent. They are treacherous. They are, talk about bullying, my goodness. So, anyways, that's just kind of a fun aside. Most fairy tales that we're familiar with nowadays usually have a softer side. But, you know, the more you know, that stuff is interesting. I like this. This is rando. International Tongue Twister Contest Day. Like, I don't know. I grew up and everybody loved to see how many chucks a woodchuck could chuck or whatever, right? Like,
if how many woodchuck could chuck that, wood, so how many chucks a wood could a woodchuck chuck?
Somehow I knew you'd be good at that. Look at that. It's about how fast you can talk and if you can turn your brain off and just let your mouth freak out, right? So, yeah, Dave and Emily's probably not so bad at tongue twisters, actually. That fits right in. That tracks a lot with the stream of consciousness banter on the morning show. So anywho, yes. Try out a tongue twister today. If you want a good list of tongue twisters, let us know. I'm sure we can find some fun ones out there. And what else do you see?
It is National Pistachio Day. I've been waiting to talk about this one. One of my favorite nuts is a pistachio, and they're known as the happy nut in China and the smiling nut in the Middle East. And we know pistachios have a unique small shape, but pack a powerful, nutritious punch. And I love pistachios. I've not had pistachios in a while. Then I see this pop up in our information for today, and I'm like, oh, okay, why don't I have pistachios with me today? So, I love them.
You gotta have them, man. They're so good for you. They're really addictive, though. You gotta be careful. Like, again, I was talking about the trail mix. Yeah, pistachio nuts, you can get through the whole. And they, do you remember when they used to dye them red? Yes, why did they do that? Like, the
I
first
don't
time
know.
I saw them not red as a kid, I was like, what's wrong with those nuts? I thought they were supposed to be like that. And then I realized they were just dyed that way. And you would end up with your hands looking like you committed murder or something. You would, like, full red hands all over. Anything you touched as a kid had red dust on it. Like, it's just bad scene.
Yeah, it just, I never understood it.
I don't know to get
it.
Your attention.
Yeah, it's
I don't
like,
see them
why?
That way ever anymore. It was probably red dye number 5, which I don't
probably.
Throwback 80s, yo. Red dye number 5. Come on, Gen X. We know exactly what we're talking about here.
We do. We do. So, yes. So, those are the ones that I saw today.
Pistachios.
Yes.
There's so many ways.
Most definitely. Well, Emily, we thank you for joining us today. You're going to be back with us tomorrow morning, 7:10 a.m. for some more shenanigans.
Shenanigans. They're on deck for Thursday, one of our favorite days of the week.
Yes, we love it. We love it. We love it. So we hope everyone has a great rest of your Wednesday. Emily will be back with us on Thursday. I'll continue with you through the morning here. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC, makers a happy home with Handy Harry.
Looking for a great time with your pals? Head over to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. Sip on their unique, exclusive beer flavors you won't find anywhere else, like their award-winning Honey Wheat. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever try a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget Wing Wednesdays for their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all in their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Wisconsin workers deserve a living wage and the right to negotiate with employers on wages and benefits. That right was taken away from a lot of Wisconsin workers in 2011, and we now have a chance to fix that. This is an issue that our state Supreme Court will hear soon. There is also a state Supreme Court election coming up on April the 1st. If you want to see Wisconsin workers given back the right to negotiate with employers for fair wages and benefits, research the two Supreme Court candidates. Decide which candidate is more likely to uphold your rights and which one is more likely to leave you with fewer rights and lower wages. Rich mega donors are spending millions on negative ads. We don't need that in Wisconsin. Just tune them out and turn them off. And read what the candidates themselves have said. Make sure you're registered to vote and know your voting location. Your vote could be the difference on April 1st to help ensure your economic future. Paid for by Economic Equity Now.
Hey, this is Dave Grant, station manager for 99.7 Max FM. I recently got U.S. Cellular's home internet service from Cell Plus in Baraboo. The router was free, the setup was so easy, and the speed is incredible. I even rely on U.S. Cellular's home internet for my live morning show, whether from my house or from the cottage. Best part, the price is locked in for 3 years for $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Terms do apply. Go to your nearest U.S. Cellular authorized agent, Cell Plus, and check it out.
We tend not to think about right now, but right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. When you give to the V Foundation, 100% of your donation goes directly to game-changing cancer research. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you. Donate at V.org because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Seven Max FM.
One, two, three.
to do her any harm. So look here, I put her on the back of my bike, you know. We went riding down by old man Johnson's farm. I said, now overcast days never turned me on. Something about the clouds and her mix. She wasn't too bright, but after that, when she kissed me, she knew how to get a kiss. She wore a raspberry beret, the kind you find in a secondhand store. Raspberry beret, and if it was worn, she wouldn't wear much more. Raspberry beret, I think I love her. Rain sounds so cool when it hits the bottom roof. The lightning sees, you feel like a movie star. Listen, this ain't the first time, ain't the greatest. I'll tell ya, if I had the chance to do it all again, I wouldn't change a stroke. Cause baby, I'm the most. But a girl as fine as she was then.
Soldier.